My name's Jared McMahon, and I'm a physiologist at the Sports Institute Northern Ireland. We're helping to prep for Rio. And one of the things that we use here is the environmental chamber.
Let's go inside and have a look around then.
Should we just watch your step on the way in? Immediately you'll feel the whoosh. It's like walking into an oven pretty much.
Yeah.
So at the minute, the temperature in here is roughly about 38, 39 degrees. Humidity about 70%, so a little warmer and a little more muggier than we're used to, certainly in Northern Ireland.
My name's Kerry O'Flaherty, and I'm an Irish athlete. I'm doing some acclimatisation work because I've qualified for the Rio Olympics in the steeplechase event. Basically, you have the barriers around the track, which are like big hurdles, but they don't. When you knock a hurdle, they fall down. These don't. They're big, solid, wooden hurdles. We have to hurdle those, and then round on one of the bends is a water jump. So we've looked here at the University of Ulster, and the Sports Institute here in Northern Ireland have helped me out.
It's almost like walking into a sauna, isn't it? I mean, it's very nice when you're sitting there in the sauna and not doing anything, but you're about to put me through my paces. So you're going to get on the cross trainer for us then?
Yes.
Very.
Yeah.
And I am going to hop up here on the exercise bike next to you.
The minute it feels quite comfortable, it feels nice. The muscles are nicely warmed in here, so everything flows nicely. But I would say in the next, 5-10 minutes, it starts to get harder. You know, you start breathing a bit harder, you can feel your heart rate going up, and then the sweat starts to come. It's very sweaty.
Okay.
You can hear me gasping.
This is difficult. You travel around the world, obviously, to compete, but you also travel around the world to train as well.
Going to those different countries, to get acclimatized and so on is the ideal. But for the meantime, the funding isn't there to go to Brazil and train now. I can do the preparation here and then go away to my altitude training camp in Fontremont in the Pyrenees and get my altitude training done there.
You feel it in your lungs, I think, as you're breathing, and I'm starting to feel it in my legs as well.
Yeah.
Maybe that just shows I'm unfit. I don't know.
No. Like, you do feel it a wee bit more. You know, if you were to be on that exercise bike in the gym or on this cross trainer, it would feel a lot easier. You know, the heat is really, the extra heat's making your core body temperature rise. And I think the humidity's around 70%.
Okay, so here we go. A bit more humidity and hotter temperature.
The treadmill turned on outside, place my hands here, and then hop on, wait till my feet get moving, then bring the hands up.
Yeah, this feels pretty tough already. Okay, so we can, oh my goodness. Such a huge difference then when you walk outside.
Yeah, so when you come back outside, sort of feeling that sort of cooler air is actually refreshing there.
Kerry, I'm not sure I'm going to make the grade for this summer, but all the best for Rio, all the best of luck in Brazil, everything that this summer holds for you, and we'll all have our fingers crossed.
Thank you very much, that's great.